Agenda item number 15, discussion and possible action on lower basin flood protection planning study.
Yes, I think this is the last item we have before the executive session, so I'll try to hurry on this one. Just a little background, what we're going to be asking for with this one is authorization to contribute about $151,000 of BRA funds to complete the study effort. And just real quickly, some of you that have been on the board, we actually have brought this item to you in January each of the last 2 years to get authorization for, number one, for BRA to contribute staff time at helping manage this effort, as well as submitting applications to the Texas Water Development Board for grant money. And the purpose of the study effort is to update the Brazos River floodplain information all the way from about Hempstead, there you see on the northern part of the map, all the way down to the coast. Previously, there's areas of the river down there where the information is severely outdated, and then there are other areas, particularly some locations in Fort Bend County, where it has been updated some, but it's disjointed with what's upstream and downstream of it. So there was a strong interest by a lot of the entities in that part of the basin, beginning probably 5 to 8 years ago that we conduct this. And so, again, we've started on it. We've been doing the in-kind services and managing the grant contracts, as well as the work that's being performed by the consultant. And essentially what we're going to get out of the studies is new models, data, and maps that relate to flood flows on this part of the river. In other words, how much water is a 100-year flood in this part of the basin? What's the 500-year flood level? How high does the water get when we have those levels? And there's going to be new mapping as well. Now, the project was divided into two phases. The first phase, you can see there if you look at the map, covered that part of the river from Richmond down to the coast. And that work was started in 2014 and will be mostly completed this year. And then phase two would begin this year and would extend from the Hempstead gauge down to Richmond. And I want you to note the location of Allen's Creek Reservoir there. That's really the reason that we're bringing this to you today and that we haven't requested to fund part of this study before. As David mentioned, the reservoir is going to be built essentially right in the floodplain of the Brazos River there, where you see the outline there, and that's right on that phase two area. And so with the timing that we have with the Allen's Creek work just getting underway, as well as where we are on this study, there's going to be a lot of information and data from this floodplain study, both that we've already completed in phase one that BRA hasn't funded at all, as well as some of the information from phase two that will help in all aspects of Allen's Creek from where we are now all the way to when the reservoir is built and operating. And so that's the main reason that we're bringing this to you today to request funding part of the study. These are just some photographs from some of you that are in the lower basin have seen the river up most of the year. Last year, this was back in May, and these pictures were actually taken by the engineering firm that's working on the study. It's Half Associates out of Fort Worth, and they were out obtaining high water marks back in the spring to be used in calibrating the models. And the height of the river at Richmond last spring actually got very close to the highest recorded flow level at that gauge. So it's kind of interesting that when we started this study, you know, we were in the throes of the drought, and you know, you could wade across the river as we got into it last year. We had a very wet year and had a lot of water flow through this part of the basin that kind of highlights the need for the study. Here's the funding that we have today, kind of summarizing it. If you look at the third column there, I guess you see the total cost by phase. Phase one was a little over $1 million, and phase two was about $500,000. The next column shows that Water Development Board grant money that's been issued for the project. And then the second to last column shows the local contribution. And you can see the entities that have actually contributed, and those contributions are significant. There's over $600,000 from about seven entities down there, so this has been a very important study for them. And then the last column shows what our in-kind services have been to this point estimated for both phase one and phase two. And again, that's just our staff time to manage the study. Again, phase one is pretty much going to be complete this year, so there's no funding needed for it. If you look at the total cost and then add up all those other numbers, we're fully funded there. But on phase two, that $151,166 is what's remaining for us to get to the 50% local match requirement that the Water Development Board grant requires. So we've got $275,234 from the board for phase two. The local entities have pledged about $110,000. With the BRA staff time that we've already got plugged in there, if you subtract all that from the total, that's what we're asking for to get to the funding level to complete phase two. And that's what we're recommending for you today. I'll answer any questions that you have, and we've also got a resolution for this as well.
Seeing no questions, read the resolution, please.
Sure. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to contribute $151,166 for Phase 2 of the Lower Basin Flood Protection Plan. Second.
All right, the resolution is a motion to Christian and, Hubert. I'm sorry. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Powell?
Yes.
Director Donald?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director McLaurin?
Yes.
Director Hubert?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kingsworth?
Yes.
Director Luge?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Thomas?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Duncan?
Yes.